Welcome to the Endurance Coachpreneur Podcast, hosted by me, Coach Michelle Lake. This is the show that helps endurance coaches bridge the gap from hobby to creating a dream, impact-filled, and profitable coaching business. We will discuss all things endurance business, including time management, marketing, mindset, growing your community of engaged athletes, all while increasing impact and profitability. Listen here to grow your athlete roster of ideal, perfect-for-you athletes while bringing home more income for you and your family. Endurance coaching is already your dream job. Let's make it a full-time reality. Welcome back to the Endurance Coachpreneur. Today, I'm going to be talking about five changes in the endurance coaching industry that I've been seeing the last, I don't know, 6 months, year, just changes in things and how our industry is evolving. And I think there's going to be a lot of takeaways here. Also, just things to think about, how things are changing. And it's really important to be on top of this kind of stuff because it will help us help you just be present to what's happening so that you can position yourself in the best way. It's a beautiful day here in Virginia. My family is out of the house for another like 20 minutes. So I'm jumping on to get this done. I think this one's going to come out April 24th, I believe, somewhere around there. I don't know if that's a Wednesday or not, but somewhere around there. And we're having a nice weekend. I was just working in the garden. I actually had my first race of the year, first race of, I think, 11 months today. I did a trail 5-miler, a great series in Virginia, run by EX2 Adventures. Super fun, super out of shape, but had a great time. And taking a break from gardens work to record this for you. So without further ado, these are the five changes in the endurance coaching industry that I've been seeing. And number one is that camps and clinics will become even more of an exercise in selling. Location or where you're hosting the camp or just what a cool place or time of year, like you're hosting a camp in the winter in a warm location, is not enough. In the pre-pandemic days, camps did really well, especially if they are priced appropriately and you had a lot of people doing a certain race, you could sell it to that race, which you still should do. But nowadays, a lot of the athletes just don't either have the time or they don't have the knowledge of how important a camp is. When I was growing up in quotes, in the endurance industry, you know, coaching, being an athlete myself, I did one or two camps a year at least. And then I would do them before my big races. Now, camps are, you know, a thing that maybe are more normal in my world, like long course triathlon. I'm pretty sure they're pretty normal in some other areas as well, but, you know, maybe for beginners or for a certain race to get you ready for the course. But people don't remember, athletes don't remember having them as much. So they're going to have to be more sold. You're going to have to explain to them the importance of it. You're going to have to create major FOMO or fear of missing out. If you're hosting one this year and you only have a few people and you want more next year, host a lot about it. Put it in your private Facebook group or community. Put it in on Instagram. Put it anywhere you can. Send emails about it. Get people interested in next year and start teaching the athletes in our industry how important and how amazing camps are. Because a lot of the athletes that are coming to our camp this year, we're hosting one in like 2 weeks. It's coming pretty fast. Are people that had done them before and known of them and they, you know, came back again. But a lot of the newer athletes, I had to explain how beneficial they were and I had to do more selling. So selling is the big part. And one last tip on this is if you're attempting to do any kind of in-person event, I would typically want you to have at least 4 to 5 times the number of athletes in your community or that you're coaching be available, like, because that's how many people are in your group than you need for the event, because most people are busy. They have conflicts. They're doing a race that weekend. They're going to a wedding. They have a kid's sports thing they can't get out of. They're just not available, or maybe they can't even afford it or just can't come. So you're going to need to have a big number of people and you're going to have to sell it. Please don't let this scare you away. Camps are the best things ever. I did an Instagram live on this a few weeks ago. I think it was in early April, like maybe April 2nd. So go back to my feed if you want to watch it, if you're interested in doing camps, but they're changing. They're not like they used to be. They're a lot harder to sell and you're going to have to really teach people about how good they are. So that's number one, camps and clinics. Number two, creating content will become even more of a non-negotiable. many coaches live off referrals, but there's less athletes these days, or maybe less new athletes. And there's also just a lot of coaches. Only the biggest and most time invested coaches, you know, the businesses that have been around a long time, can live off referrals because they just have huge networks. If you are a new coach and you have a very small network, you must start creating content and you must start getting to know more athletes. It's like a non-negotiable. Creating content allows you to stand out. And I can't see a difference, but the more that time goes on, social media becomes more and more the way that coaches get their unique message, their unique coaching, who they are as coaches out there. And it's a place that you can daily engage with people. You know, you can provide new content. You can get in stories. You can communicate with your people. It is such a big thing, and I only think it's getting bigger. The coaches that fail to really fully embrace on content, I think, are going to be left behind. So let's get going on content. Let's learn to love it, because you can learn to love it. I am an example of this. It is just what will help you stand out to help you survive. And if you're saying, oh, everything's already been said, I've already heard, you know, everybody's already heard what I'm going to say by somebody else, a better coach. Coaches are a connection. The athlete wants to connect with you. And they're not going to want to work with everyone. You got to find your people. And the way to find your people is by creating content. Okay. So number two, creating content will become even more of a non-negotiable. Number three, I feel like I saw this yesterday or this week. Race directors will still see and feel the changes from the pandemic. Athletes will sign up last minute. It will be up to RDs and coaches, race directors and coaches, to work together to get athletes to plan earlier. We can really help our race directors and our races here by encouraging athletes to come up with their race plans earlier, to come up with team races so we can help those events fill. And we can help by having athletes signing up as soon as their training starts, not waiting until the last second. And hiring a coach is going to help those athletes stay accountable. So that's how they're going to do the race. We're tied together. We're buddies. And coaches creating team race schedules well in advance. Again, like I said, this will enable both. These are the things we can do to help the race industry, which is, if there's no races, there's no coaches. Right? Like we need races to coach. And we need to help our race directors out. And where did I see this? I was doing, like I said earlier, I did a race today. And I remember this race series, like, selling out months in advance. And it's a really popular, it is one of the most best well-run running series that you'll ever find. And there were spots week of, which was kind of crazy, especially with really good weather coming. Like, I would have thought, like, a week or two out, maybe they would have sold out. But I don't even, they may have started the race today with a couple extra spots. I think I took like one of the last 25, but that would have never happened 5 years ago. That race would have been sold out. And it's because athletes are waiting until the last minute to sign up for stuff. Now, before you yell at me for signing up last minute, I hadn't even thought of racing. I actually saw, wow, wait, this race is still open. I'm jumping on it because it is a great, great race. It was not something that was even on my radar. And I had a 5 mile run to do on Sunday, and the race was a 5 mile race. I was like, okay, let's go do this thing. But race directors, number three, will still see and feel the changes from the pandemic. Athletes will be signing up last minute. This hurts all of us. It really does, because races make less profit. They have less races. There's less options. You know, all this stuff comes together. So let's help encourage our people to sign up for stuff and help these guys out and gals. Number four, this is a touchy one. AI will become more ingrained in the coaching industry, but it will highlight the power of individual thought. So let me explain this one. More coaches are going to use AI tools to help with content idea generation, captions, and graphic making. Like, just look at Canva, which many of us that create content have been using pretty seriously. I use Canva like a ton of times a day. And there's like a ton of AI tools now. That's new. And I love being able to use those to make, like, we used it to put like a bear on a bike for our camp last year. I just said bear, you know, like an animal riding a bike, and it came up with the cutest little graphic. I'm like, that is so cool. That's how I use AI. But in the, you know, in the more dramatic area, there's a lot of coaches up in arms about this, but AI training plan systems are going to become more popular at some level. But at the same time, they create a powerful opportunity for us that do things traditionally. And this is where we can really show how we provide very personal skills. There are plenty of coaches and there are plenty of athletes that used to be involved with AI that are now not and back to the traditional way. Just because it's what, you know, a lot of people listen are Ironman coaches, what Ironman just, you know, got in business with TriDot. And that's a lot of people have a lot of opinions about that. But I just say that this is a way that we can stand out. Like, again, that's another, you know, mention of standing out. This is a place we can stand out by showing how we are different. And this is also where I really want you to think about how can you upgrade your plan writing skills to feature these differences. So what does that mean? That means instead of just writing a plan that you hope works, write one that works with your athlete's weather, or write one that works with their life schedule. You know, they have put in the training app that they can't do a run on a Friday, but they can get a strength session in. But so you put the strength session in versus the AI counterpart may not be able to do that, you know, or that you work around their work travel or their family sports obligations for their kids. What can you do to make their plan fit in their life better? And that's something that AI is going to take a really long time to catch up with. So how can you do better there with that, right? How can you make your stuff so good that nobody would ever want AI? How can we as an industry rise up to show that there's an alternative of just doing things better, okay? So that's number four. AI will become more ingrained in the coaching industry, but it's gonna really highlight how we can do things better. And number five, one of my favorite gripes, I don't know, is that coaching will become more of a professional endeavor, but not from the assistance of national federations. Without naming names, at least the one that I'm most familiar with, which would be triathlon in the United States, we have been supported at a much higher level in the past than we are now. Coaching and the resources for coaches have been shrinking. I mean, this is just rumors. I can't say for sure, but people are fired or let go of their jobs and there's less people answering the phones or helping us out with our issues. I also feel that there's not much support for business growth. And things are going to keep getting defunded. And I've heard that this is actually probably the case in some other locations in the world and other sports in the endurance space. But what's my takeaway here? We will create our own opportunities. Just because a federation isn't supporting us, that doesn't mean that all hope is lost. It just means that now we have an opportunity to create our own opportunities. As a collective, there's going to be more awareness of the power of the coaching industry to invest in our businesses and to value our own work. I am here. One of my missions is to get coaches to see that they are a business, that they are coachpreneurs, that they can invest in their business in any way they want, in certifications, in business development, in time management, in any number of things. You know, attending an athlete, if you have a bunch of athletes racing, go attend their race. There's so many places we can invest, but we will not be able to think that it's all going to come from our federations. As a collective, we're going to have to come up with some new options. And that's some of the stuff that I feel really strongly about. And that's why I've created the programs that I've created, because I saw what it was like as a coach that didn't have that support or needed help or didn't actually even know I could grow my business, didn't even know it was an option, like didn't even have the awareness. So let me go through those again. And number one of things that are changing in our industry is that camps and clinics and things in general, you're going to have to sell more. Number two, creating content will become even more of a non-negotiable. Number three, race directors will still feel the changes from the pandemic. It's changing. It's changed. How about that? And athletes are going to sign up last minute, and we have some place there to help them. Number four, AI will become more ingrained in the coaching industry. And number five, coaching will become more of a professional endeavor, but not from the assistants. We have to create our own opportunities instead of expecting the federations to support us in doing so. So that's what I wanted to go over today, is just how things are changing. If you agree and you want, send me a DM. Is there something that I missed? You can also send me a DM on that. My Instagram handle is at Coach Michelle Lake. I get messages from you guys a lot about how you've been listening. It's so cool. Really appreciate it. It really helps, because sometimes when you're recording these, you're like, oh, I don't even know who I'm talking to. So this is coming out in late April. Our new program, Dream Launcher, will have just started this week, maybe the day before. Yeah, it's going to have started on the 23rd. We had a really good waitlist sale with that, and there's going to actually be two spots open. Hopefully they're full by the start, but that will have already happened. And then my signature program, the Dream to Six, which is for coaches that have at least five athletes and are looking to grow or scale their businesses. So we have some coaches that are 5, 7, 10 athletes that are looking to really grow and get more numbers so that they can maybe go full time in a couple years. We have a couple coaches like that, and a number of them are doing great things. Most of them, almost all of them, are doing amazing things. And it's been really great to watch. You know, a coach has been in the program maybe only like a month and a half, and is maybe only a month, and has already gotten, I think, three athletes. And she was on the smaller end. I want to say she had like five or six athletes when we started. So we're already almost double what we started with in a month. That's amazing. So we have those great results, but then we also have bigger businesses, and those bigger businesses are coaches that have 20, 30, 50 athletes. They have hired other coaches to work for them, and now they are looking to become even more profitable. And if you may hear it, there's a bike walking through my house. My husband just got home earlier than I expected from his bike ride. So if you hear it, I'm sorry. But, you know, we are an endurance athlete house. So we also have the Dream Bigger program, where we have the bigger coaches, where they're looking to grow, looking to scale, looking to become more profitable, looking to spend less time on their business, maybe more time, whatever it may be. And that's been fantastic. We have some amazing coaches that are actually, I'm still so surprised and excited about the coaches that we have in the program in this group. So I just wanted to make the note that the Dream to Six is open, but it's only going to be open until the end of May. I haven't picked the exact date yet, but if this is something you're interested in, again, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. If you're like, hey, I'm kind of new, or I'm not sure if I'm ready, send me a DM. We'll decide where you belong. The Dream Launcher program will also be reopening in July, and so we're really excited for that, but we wanted to run it through with the founders class by itself, like just them. But then after that, we will be opening it to more people after we make sure everything is ready to go there. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode or have any feedback, DM me at Coach Michelle Lake, that's Michelle with two L's, on Instagram. Also, take time to leave me a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, coaches, let's get out there, grow who you know, take action, and keep changing the lives of our athletes.